Coming around, sweetie? Let me just finish the strap on your chest. Nice and tight. Guess you didn't think you would wake up strapped to a chair. Gagged. When you stole that money, did you? You thought you could get away from me. You will give me that bank code. Your gag? Oh. I just need to make sure I can trust that code you give me. So I need to adjust your willingness. So we just strap your ankles back. And then we strap your thighs wide. Is that sweat I see? Yes, you should be worried. You should have thought of that before you stole from my employer. And then we'll strap your head to the chair back. Sort of scary when you can't move anything except your eyes. So helpless. Sweetie, you have no idea how fucked you are. How's that feel, slut? Your cock pinned by my heel, and I can move it this way or this. Oh, that gets you shaking, doesn't it? Is your ball feeling like it's in a nutcracker? It's amazing the pressure such a little point can apply as I grind it into you. Oh, that? That was for me. I love watching men squirm, helpless, in pain. But we're going to try something different now. See this? Doesn't look scary, does it? But you're gonna wish I went back to crushing your balls before I'm done. Let's fit your cock into this tube. Well, someone's getting an inappropriate erection. Can you keep that when I squeeze those balls? Oh, I guess not. There we go. All strapped in and ready to turn it on. That feels good, doesn't it? All those vibrations around your cock, building up a rhythm. Didn't take you long to get hard again, did it? Let me help you. Your nipples are so hard under my fingers. I just want to twist them off. Oh, you are struggling, but your cock doesn't lie. You like this. Watching that cock grow and twitch, it's turning so purple. You're almost ready to come, aren't you? Too bad, slut. Aw, sweetie. You didn't think you were actually going to get to come, did you? That tube can tell when you are right on the brink. And then it stops, and down you go. You're a strong boy. You can handle a little teasing, can't you? And there it goes, vibrating away. Does it feel good knowing you will never fucking get to come? Over and over until your brain turns to mush. Then at your most desperate, you will tell me anything. Maybe then I will give you that push over the edge, but probably not. This is about my needs, my wants. You, a distracting bit of meat in my butcher shop. Let's let you stew there while I go look through my toys. Ooh, see this one? I know, it looks so innocent, doesn't it? But that's not paint on its wheels. Want to see how it feels against your skin? Let's roll it across your thigh. Oh, that's got you wiggling. And look at all those little red pinpricks. Just lovely, welling up like that. And across your chest. Oh, yes. I can make such a pretty picture of my canvas. And then they drip like watercolors. So pretty. And now that I have some pinpricks, let's apply these pads. The fun thing about these TENS units, they can be used to reduce pain or cause it. But if you put them over a fresh wound, it's like a knife digging in deep. But you want to think about your cock, don't you? Getting so big again. Oh, and there it goes. Poor baby. Let's give you something else to focus on. There. Now you are just fine, as long as you don't twitch. If you do, that sensor will fire up that TENS unit right into both your inner thighs. I told you not to squirm, and now the vibrator just kicked in again. But you better get used to it. The bank doesn't open until morning. Plenty of time for you to practice. Now you've got it. Such a good slut. Staying so still. But can you do that with these on your nipples? I guess not. Can't decide what hurts worse, the electricity in your thighs, the alligator clamps on your nipples, or that relentless little friend on your cock. Well, I think I'm going to watch you now. Trying for once so hard to be good. Should have thought of that before they brought me in. Let's just say I have an excellent record of getting what I want and removing problems for my employer. Oh, you jumped. Silly. You better focus. Not that it'll help. 8 hours until dawn. You will do anything by then. Maybe I'll even let you come one last time if you're a good little slut. Well, you just relax there, and I'm gonna go check your apartment for a few cleaning supplies for morning. We want to tidy in the morning, don't we? Removing all those frustrating little spots and worries. My clients like how tidy I am in the morning. So, enjoy yourself. And remember, don't move.